Bayer and Roundup, not going before the Supreme Court. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. While speculation was that pair would be on the high court's docket this fall, it's been announced that this is not the case, with the Supreme Court rejecting Bayer Ag's petition to review a $25 million Roundup product liability verdict previously issued by a California court. In 2019, a jury awarded Edwin Hardman $80 million in damages after the ruling that his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was caused by his use of Roundup. The damages later were reduced to $25 million. According to DTN, the ruling currently does not affect Roundup's availability to farmers. A coalition of groups issued a joint statement regarding the decision on Tuesday, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, and National Cotton Council. The joint statement claims, "We are disappointed the Supreme Court has decided not to hear this case, which has significant implications for our global food supply and science-based regulation." It wasn't the first letter. On May 23rd, the groups had sent a letter signed by 54 agricultural groups to President Biden, urging him to withdraw a Solicitor General's brief submitted to the Supreme Court, advising against taking up the case. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.